Not a lot happening on Monday. We will get some announcement on short-term Treasury bill auctions, but other than that, should be a fairly quiet day, Monday, in terms of news flow, financial news flow. Not a lot happening on Tuesday as well, but on Wednesday, we will get the report on existing home sales. Now, existing home sales are important because they comprise close to 90% of housing transactions. And the way they derive this figure is they tally the number of previously constructed homes, condos, and co-ops in which a sale closed during the month. Now, this report will be for the month of July. And given the fact that existing transactions are like 90% of all housing transactions, it is a matter of importance, this figure. It's expected to come out at an annual rate of 5.425 million. That would be up from the prior month. And it's been clicking along fairly close to the mid-fives over the past year and fairly flat-lined experience with this one. But we have seen a rise in pending home sales. Pending home sales will be coming out later. So we could see some improvement in this number. And that's why we are using a consensus estimate of 5,425,000. That would be, and these are annualized figures, that would be an increase of about 45,000 over the prior month, or less than 1%, but still at a healthy level. We will also get the Federal Open Market Committee minutes of their last meeting. Now, this meeting was fairly close to a non-event because it did not include a media conference, and as a consequence, it was really an internal meeting where they look at the data, but they did not make any decision to change rates. They did not make any decision to materially alter monetary policy at the last meeting, which was at the beginning of August. But the next meeting will be another story. The next meeting in September, it is quite likely, highly probable, that the Federal Open Market Committee will again increase short-term interest rates. If they do, it will be interest rate increase number 8. And if they do, it would take the federal funds rate from the current level up 0.25% to a new level of 2.0 to 2.25. You will see that if this happens next month. You will see at that time that you will be getting higher rates on certificates of deposit, higher rates on money market funds, because these rate hikes pass right through to these types of short-term instruments. Same applies to three-month Treasury bills. Now, right now, three-month Treasury bills have a yield almost the same as the Vanguard Prime Money Market, right around 2.05, which is why I like the Vanguard Prime Money Market better, because you have that check writing privilege in there for checks of 250 or more. You have that liquidity that comes with it that you don't get in a CD. You don't get that that daily liquidity and check writing and all that in a CD. You don't get that. But you do get that in the prime money market fund. So should be interesting to see how that plays out. But the Federal Open Market Committee is expected to raise rates again at the September meeting. On Thursday, we will get jobless claims. Now, these are new unemployment claims compiled each week, and they show the number of persons who filed for unemployment insurance for the first time. And, for example, if you have an increasing trend in this data, then that suggests a deterioration in the labor market. We have not had that. We have had a very healthy trend of a flatlining at a very low level data series. Now, the consensus for this Thursday is 215,000. Last week, it was 212,000. The four-week moving average, which smooths out the weekly volatility, right now stands at 215,500. These are very low levels. We're talking about levels here that compare to levels as far back as almost 50 years ago. That's how low they are. Now, they've been low for several years. The last 3 years have been incredibly low, but they stayed low. Now, one of the things going on out there is we have a tight labor market right now. We've seen the increase in people leaving their jobs to find another job, and that's because people feel confident that they can get a better job. And all of that is happening as a result of a very strong labor market out there, very strong. So strong that we now have more job openings than qualified applicants. We have plenty of job openings. We don't have the qualified applicants to fill them. So that's going on out there as well. Also on Thursday, we'll get the Federal Housing Finance Agency, the FHFA House Price Index, and that will update for us the year-over-year rate of change in housing prices. And right now, it stands at 6.4. House prices right now are, on average, 6.4% higher than they were 12 months ago. So not a lot of change, by the way. Not a lot of change is expected in that 6.4 figure on a year-over-year basis as a result of this report. Also on Thursday, we will get the new home sales figure, new home sales for the month of July. And these are measured by counting the number of newly constructed homes with a committed sale during the month of July. So this is a very important number because new homes contribute a lot to the economy, new home sales. Contribute a lot to the economy. So this is a big deal. Comes out Thursday. It's estimated at 648,000. Prior month was 631,000. And I think the market would like to see a better number on new home sales because recently there's been some sluggishness in these figures. So that number will come out on Thursday. And also, what's going on, of course, is the annual Jackson Hole Economic Symposium. This is in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, one of the most beautiful places on earth. I hope you've been there. I've been there a number of times. It's an amazing place. The Grand Tetons, the whole ball of wax. Jackson Hole, Wyoming. And that's where they'll all meet. Good time to go there in August. I tell you what, you don't want to go there in January for a meeting. Good time is to go in August. And they're going to have a speech. Well, obviously, you'll have monetary mucky mucks from all over the place converging. Just about any excuse is a good excuse to go to the Grand Tetons in August. But in addition to that, you're going to have a speech from the Federal Reserve Chair, Jerome Powell. That's right. Jay Powell will speak at this symposium, and he will speak about monetary policy. So a lot of people will be listening very, very closely to Jay Powell.